Hello, this is Josh Coltrane, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent in the Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. One of the more commonly asked questions an Extension agent receives is how much should I charge or should I pay for certain farming operations? Our go-to resource for this information is the Custom Rates Spreadsheet, which the K-State Agricultural Economics Department publishes every year. This week, we will hear from Greg Ibendahl, K-State Research and Extension Farm Management Specialist, as he talks about the Kansas Custom Rates publication, as he is the main contributor for this resource. Greg begins by discussing why the survey is done on a regular basis.
People always want to know what should I be charging or how much should I be paying for this particular field operation. You know, it's not something you do every day for a lot of things, so there's not necessarily a ready market out there that you can really tap into a lot of times. So I think our custom rates are like a good starting point for people can look at when they're talking about how much should I charge per acre or how much should I expect someone to charge me.
Next, Dr. Ibendahl discusses that rather than simply publishing a historical rate, he forecasts expected prices for the upcoming year.
When we do these surveys, we're always asking what happened in the past, and the idea of this publication and spreadsheet is that we want to do some forecasting toward the future here. So I develop an economic model based on what some of the past surveys have shown, and then I have the factors that affect those rates over time. So looking at the past, you know, two or three of these different surveys, I develop a regression model where then I forecast ahead. And the factors I'm using to do that was I'm looking at the PPI index, which is the producer price index for machinery. I look at the year, and then the main one that really drives these days is the diesel fuel price. So, you know, as we change those, you can actually forecast ahead for what the current custom rate should be.
Finally, Greg reiterates that the rates should be considered a starting point in negotiations.
They should look at these custom rates really only as a guideline for negotiation for starting points, because when we get these surveys back for custom rates across the state, there is a wide variation in the reported prices here. So producers should look at the numbers we report as gospel as when it comes to what, you know, this is what they should pay here. Again, that should be a starting point. So we don't really factor in, you know, things like distance to the field or the shape of field or, you know, a lot of things that could really affect the custom rate or, you know, that don't come into play. We're just taking what producers tell us that they've been paying and use like kind of an average from that and develop a model based on those things. So there's a lot of local conditions and situations that may affect those prices.
That was K-State Research and Extension Farm Management Specialist Greg Ibendahl discussing the projected 2018 custom rates. This spreadsheet can be found at the Ag Econ Department's website, www.agmanager.info. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at the office at 620-724-8233 or email me at jcoltrane@ksu.edu. And don't forget to check out the district website at www.wildcatdistrict.ksu.edu. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Josh Coltrane with your K-State Research and Extension Report.